Frazier uses plenty of stations in this market. So if you're a black person looking for a culturally put together radio station for you, you've got four or five options out there.
You do.
Most of them are young.
You do.
One of them's really middle AC, Lamar.
Right.
But I mean, there's real places just to make you feel right at home. They're
right.
Really there for you.
But it's about also the demographic and the age demographic that you're talking about, and it's not just about women. The men are very significant in it too. And you have to, you know, broaden that awareness. And there's a lot of things I could get off into that I know because I dream of having my own radio station, and I've learned from other radio stations. What makes Cool 105 unique, and it's a shame that it's classified in the books as a mediocre station, is because it does emphasize the oldies format of the true R&B songs, the original foundation of R&B. But it's so much more involved than just how I feel, you know, the white sector looks at it as, oh, that's a good song, I like it, I can shag to it, I can do this to it,
well,
or that.
Pretty much what it is. It's kind of like it's music that isn't so ethnic that it's black music.
Yeah, it's acceptable to them in
right.
that manner.
Because of the whole beach music thing,
right.
We're on the coast, and because it's really was mainstream in the 70s,
yeah.
By and large, everyone's familiar with it. And some
oh, yeah.
people really just tend to like rhythmic music.
Yeah.
And this is it. We could certainly take music of the 70s and make it far more urban sounding if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
We could also lighten it up a lot.
Yeah.
Which I think we have a pretty good mix at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're not doing is we're not really dealing with 30 to 50% of our audience very effectively.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? That
we're just a bunch of white people.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest in that regard about it.
Well, I mean, it's just a bunch of white people. How can we possibly do that? And
okay.
You know what? If I said a bunch of white people into the black community,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that they're going to, even if they're sincere and really looking for the right answers, I'm not sure they're going to get a particularly positive reception. I don't know that they deserve a particularly positive reception. Because mm-hmm. if it was me and the role were reversed, I'd say, why isn't there a black person calling on me?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there somebody who really knows me? A lot of people are trying to know me. I appreciate your sincerity, white person,
mm-hmm.
but why isn't your company hire a black person to do this job? I mean, that's just kind of where I might be coming from.
Yeah.
Some people might be thrilled with this white people coming in and trying to get involved in the black community. But it just takes a big education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at Magic, you look at 3WC, you look at, what's the thing, Power. I mean, these are stations from top to bottom designed to appeal to a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like 98 Rock. We designed 98 Rock to appeal to a group of people. Cool is a little different animal.
101 is probably your biggest competition. It's not 102, even though they're an oldies format.
But the white community is. See, you're right. In the black community, Magic is our main competitor.
But
in the white community,
right.
It's 102.
But at the same time, the white people that listen to 105 aren't going to go anywhere else. They may flip-flop from time to time. But if they already like this base, they're going to stay with this base. It's going to be their primary one.
Well, just looking at Arbitron, I see a lot of cross-cubing between the
Yeah,
stations.
Sometimes, yeah, but then there's always a reason for them to come back here, and
right.
then you capitalize on that as well. But I think, you know, a basis of it, and I will think about what we're talking about. You can think about some of the things that I've said, but I think a lot of...
Here's an idea. We'll just throw it out.
Where we need to start is internally. You know, I think it's an internal issue as well. So.
Right. Although if we had things going on, we're such a small group of people here
mm-hmm.
that if we had two or three people doing something externally, it would have a major influence internally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's just an idea.
Well, that's what I mean internally. You got to change the complexion of within a little bit
right.
in order to filter in what you need from the outside.
I don't disagree. If we want to do this, but here's an idea now. You have a full-time job at Philly.
Yes.
Okay. If you knew two or three people who you thought could be really effective at this,
mm-hmm.
and you wanted to have a piece of this,
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about, I would work with you in whatever time frame you needed. We would get these two or three people together. sales group where if they were successful, then you would have some of their success, and I would have most of their success.
Mm-hmm.
Because my radio station.
Okay.
So I deserve X, they deserve Y, you deserve Z. Mm-hmm. Because in terms of the day-to-day effort, yours would be minimal. We would pay you for finding the right people,
mm-hmm.
for spending a little time with them about what you and I decide we want.
Okay.
They would work for me primarily, but with you or for you part. And we'd just kind of take the pot of money that they bring in and collect and
mm-hmm.
split it up equitably. So that's kind of an idea. See, I don't know those three people.
Okay.
Maybe you don't either.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the real answer is, now, I don't really know three good, hard-working, self-motivated, conscientious, sales-oriented people who could do this job.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I don't know them. If you know them, then those are assets that I would be willing to compensate for.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but I'm also, point well taken on that. I agree with you on that, but also your on-air staff has to also reflect a portion of that too.
Right.
You can't continually send a white DJ into, no matter how good they may be, into a black community. Well, you can, because I think black people are a little bit more, get more comfortable and receptive to a white person than the other way around. But at the same time, there's an identity situation that's there also.
I have three black salespeople who were really committed to the station, and one of them maybe had some on-air talent, or even you had some on-air talent. I would have no problem paying you X dollars to be your voice on the radio station to go do a remote, if that's what we felt was the best thing for the radio station
mm-hmm.
to do. Or maybe one of these three people who you possibly know might have some potential on-air talent. They could be the talent. Or we could send a white guy and have one of our three. I mean, there is no really...
Trying to formulate a recipe right now.
Right.
We'll see if you can get success with it.
Right.
Well, how are you? I know you told me the other day that you let Lee go. So, you know, if you don't, can you share with me what your on-air staff
situation is? We have John Major. I don't know
right.
if you met John.
I met him briefly once.
Right.